You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns, Bengals, the Battle of Ohio, Cincinnati, 8-4-1, leading the AFC North. The Browns, 7-6. Interestingly enough, the Bengals, the only team with a negative differential in the AFC North, yet they are atop the division at 8-4-1. 4-2 on the road, coming into First Energy Stadium, looking to even the score against the Browns after the 24-3 victory the Browns had on Thursday night in Cincinnati. And joining us now from Bengals.com, Jeff Hobson, to break down this Bengals team. Jeff, winners of three of the last four. Things were going well for three quarters, at least, against Pittsburgh. But where is this team at in your mind, and how are they different from the team that the Browns saw that Thursday night?
Well, they're obviously, there's a lot more urgency now. They know with a loss Sunday, they're virtually out of it because they've got Denver waiting at home on Monday night, and they got to go to Pittsburgh. So try and win those last two to make the playoffs. Good luck. They understand that. So I would say there's a lot more urgency than there was, obviously as there would be, I think, in any situation. But, they know it's win or else.
Has there been more urgency offensively with Andy Dalton coming off of the, again, just a reference to Cleveland Browns football game, with him having his worst career game as a quarterback? Has that come from him, and has he stepped up as a leader since then?
Well, I think, he said he's really had more good moments than bad moments since then. I mean, I think he got a lot of credibility in the locker room for what he did in Tampa when he was pretty sick. He was throwing, he didn't sleep all night the night before. Throwing up right up before kickoff, and had a really rough first half, and came back and led them to win in the second half, and really played well against Pittsburgh last week, except yep. Except for the play, Lincoln had a good day. But you take a 128 pass rating against Dick LeBlow anytime, and it should be good enough to win. But it is what you know. I mean. There's no difference, nothing's changed since November 6th. You're not quite sure whatever he's going to give you, But the fact that the game's at 1 o'clock, he's been pretty good at 1 o'clock games.
Jeremy Hill, according to Giovanni Bernard, will start at running back. I think you guys are a more effective offense when Hill is out there. He made some comments, obviously, that ruffled the feathers of the Browns last time. What are you expecting from Hill, Bernard, that split, and the ground game of the Bengals?
Well, he'll better have a good game because obviously they've got him plastered all over the defensive meeting room up there in Cleveland. So they're taking it in the veins, and Jeremy will have to too. And I think you're right. I think Hill's got he's averaging 4.7 yards per when he carries the ball more than 15 times in 3-0. He's closed out their last four wins with some hammer runs in the fourth quarter. And this is going to be a Paul Brown game up there. A frozen, I guess it's not going to be freezing, but it's going to be, 41 degrees. It's why Paul Brown traded for Ernie Davis way back in the day, and why Marion Motley gave rise to the modern big back. And I think that's what they're going to wheel out, and I think they're going to compliment Giovanni. It's going to be used here and there, but I think Hill's the hammer. And, maybe the ratio is maybe they're thinking 20 carries to 11 carries, something like that. I know James Brooks was is a borderline Hall of Famer, averaging 11 carries per game. So that might be enough for Giovanni.
Jeff, defensively, do you believe that the injuries on that defensive side of the football team has been the true detriment that has got them slotted at 28th overall in the National Football League?
It's a reason, but it's not the only reason. I mean, Patrick is really the only starter they got out. I think they've had they don't rotate their defensive line as much as they have in the past. In 2012 and 2013, they had a more consistent line rotation. 7-8 guys. Now it's pretty much 5 for various reasons, injuries. Some have been ineffective, but that's a factor. Obviously the change in coordinators. That's a factor too. Although it is the same system, it is a new coordinator. That's probably it takes time to adjust there. I think they've got a lot of very good role players, very good role players who have flourished in the past here. But I think they're probably playing because of the injuries. They're playing more snaps that they're, you know, that they're accustomed to. And earlier in the year, the offense had really three brutal games. One of them against you guys,
sure.
And the defense was like on the field 80 snaps. You know, that didn't help them either. But now they're playing a little bit more complementary football, and I think that's another reason that they're going to try and child it up. You know, they have to try and run it. You know, to give it a defensive reason.
AJ Green, 402 yards, 2 touchdowns the last 3 games, but his last 3 against Joe Hayden, he has just 81 yards. Seems like Joe has his number. What does AJ have to say about this matchup, and how can the Bengals get him going?
Not to say much of anything. Said very little this week, as like all the guys on offense. They got their head handed to them. They know it. This is a team that's been in the playoffs 3 straight years, and I know they've been, you know, they've gotten beat. In the playoffs. But this is the team with a lot of pride. They win a lot of big games. They got a pretty good thing going here. It's the best streak it's the best stretch in team history when you talk about wins and losses. So what happened down here with the Browns in their own building, they took that hard. And AJ, I think, took it about as hard as anyone. And, he was, he's had his days against Hayden, too. Granted, they were
of course.
A couple years ago. And Hayden's riding high right now with him. But right now, this is about the best as AJ Green's played. The last 4 games, 529 yards, and he has really taken to heart. Hugh Jackson has challenged him. The Bengals offensive coordinator has challenged him to take it to the next level. He's a great player. Hugh wants him to be even better. And to AJ's credit, he has taken up that mantle, and he's been terrific. He's been terrific the last 4 games, and I think too his toe is better. And I think if I'm not mistaken. And this is no excuse because Hayden is a hell of a player and has really played well against him. But AJ was his second game back from the toe injuries, and
right.
he just seems to be better now. I mean, toe or no toe, Hayden's had his way with him. But I think that was kind of one of the factors the other night. He's played better anyway. He's played better in this stretch. He says it's the best he's felt since training camp. But clearly, he knows the challenges that Hayden brings. He's got a lottery guy for him.
No question. Obviously, the big story in Cleveland, Johnny Manziel making his first start. We know Marvin Lewis made some unfortunate comments about it, but overall, how does the team feel about that, and what are you looking forward to seeing from the Bengals against Johnny Manziel?
Well, I think we're all in the same boat. We really don't know.
Yep.
I mean, we got an idea, but who the hell really knows what's going to happen out there? How much zone read are they going to run? I think there's a thinking here that, Geez, they didn't need the zone read against them. They came in here and ran it 52 times against them. Why the hell do they have to run the zone read? Obviously Manziel is a different player, and they're expecting that they'll use some different plays against them. And, talking about it with Marvin Lewis today after practice, you just don't quite know. The Ravens in 1999 faced an unknown quarterback named Kurt Warner for his first NFL start and get lit. Which was unexpected, I think that's the beauty about, a guy making his first NFL start. There's not a hell of a lot of tape on him in the league, and, I think the way the Bengals are approaching it is they figure the Browns are going to try a lot of different stuff, try some things. They'll try his own read, they'll try some things, and they'll have to adjust. They're going to have to adjust. They know that. But they also know the main thing is, they got to stop the run because they know Browns have a shot of making the playoffs. They're not going to put a lot. The Browns have a hell of a defense and a good running game. Those two rookie backs are terrific. And they know that they figure the Browns are going to try and pound it, protect Manziel. Don't put the game on them.
Jeff, who wins this game on Sunday?
I think that it's great for the state of Ohio because it's like the old days in the late 80s. Bengals have had a lot of respect for the Browns' defense. For a long time, the last couple of years, they got a lottery guy for that. Who's really done a good job with defenses in the past. I think the Bengals' experienced secondary, I think, gets their day. I think Manziel will play well. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He'll get a shot in the arm from the crowd up there. He'll give a shot in the arm to the tees. That kind of guy is a charismatic player. But I think he maybe makes 1 or 2 throws. I think he tries to go over the middle, maybe the other way, maybe 1 or 2 many times. You got 3 corners there the total is around 350 NFL starts between Newman, Hall, and Adam Jones. And I figure, you know, on a day like that, with a 22-year-old kid making his first start, maybe once in this league, age may carry the day. But it's a tight one up there, man. And maybe they'll probably have to call on the Ohio native Mike Nugent, field goal kicker, late.
That's right, former Buckeye. All right, Jeff, appreciate the time. That's Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com on our Ohio Business Machines hotline. See you on Sunday, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you up there.
All right. Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, OBM, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum Level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. All right, we're going to get a couple calls in here to finish up our Call Your Shots. Again, you have an opportunity to win an Xbox One from Microsoft. We need the score, and we need Johnny Manziel's total yards, and then myself, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jervicius, and the Kiad will all give our predictions as well. Dan on the West Side. What's going on, Dan?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First off, I want to let you know I really enjoy listening to you guys break down the game. And
thank you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I see this being a typical AFC North 24-17 Browns win, hard-fought win. I think Johnny Manziel is going to come out, though. Two interceptions, two touchdowns, and he leads us on a game-winning drive. 250 yards through the air, 50 yards on the ground, 300 yards total.
Three total, two touchdowns, two interceptions, and a game-winning drive for John Football. I could see something along those lines.
I would take
some
those
turnovers,
numbers.
Some touchdowns, and then a flair for the dramatic at the end. John in Uricksville, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen. I think you're getting caught up in the hype here. I'm going to say 150 total yards, 75 passing. 75
Listen, what you've rushing. Done here, though, for the Xbox One is well played. You're alone under 272 yards. So you for the Xbox, that was a smart play.
Is this like the Price is Right closest to that without going?
We're
going to
go closest absolute value, but I mean he's going to win anything that's remotely low.
There's a good strategy to this, see. But I seriously, I think the Bengals are going to win 28-17. I hope I'm wrong, there you go.
I hope you're wrong as well, John. But thank you very much for the call, gentlemen. It is now our time to call our shot here, the score of the game, how you see it going, Johnny Manziel's total yards, and we'll start with the man likely to project Johnny Manziel at 5,000 total yards of offense against the Cincinnati Bengals in his cape, the one and only, the Kiad.
Well, let me just say this. I think I made a prediction on Monday, but hopefully nobody at home is taking notes because I have no clue what I said. So I'm going to go with 312 total yards, of which 62 will be running, so about 250 passing. And I a smile came to my face when that guy said game-winning drive. I mean, if there's a game-winning drive, it could be time for a coronary. It's just going to be fantastic. That's what's going to happen. I think that is what's going to happen. Johnny, last-second drive, Browns win.
How do you celebrate that if that happens? You're going to be at the stadium. How are you going to celebrate this?
I can't even predict it. There's a special man that's going to be in town that is going to be going equally crazy. Vinsanity and myself, hopefully sitting next to each other. And if they win on a game-winning drive, I just can't even predict what'll happen.
He's referencing my boy Vince Condi, friend of the show. My oldest best friend, Frack from Cali, is coming in this weekend to take in the festivities. The Miz will be in attendance at the game as well. WWE's got their pay-per-view this Sunday, so the Miz will be at the game. Jerry Lawler, Dolph Ziggler. From the Cleveland area, so lots of people in the house for this one. It's going to be a star-studded crowd there. All right, Matt Wilhelm, call your shot.
You got it. Well, since I am
did
not...
Did you call his final score, by the way, the kid?
No, he did not.
My track record isn't so good on these final score things, but let's say 21-17 Browns.
21-17 Browns, courtesy of a last-second drive from John Football.
All right, here we go. And again, because I am not in the competition to win the Xbox One, I will not take a strategic approach.
No, just be honest.
I'm being honest. So I've got Johnny Manziel, and this is solely based around, as I've said multiple times throughout the show, that we're going to be able to run the football with Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, as we did in the first game. 219 passing.
Okay.
57 rushing for a total of 276 yards.
276 total. Okay.
And I have the Cleveland Browns prevailing. I have two scores written down, so I have to pick which one. I'll go with 23-17. Cleveland Browns are the winners.
23-17, two touchdowns, three field goals off the foot of Billy Cundiff. We're not sure. He's questionable. The Browns could sign a new kicker tomorrow. Joe Juravicious.
I'm going with 321 yards of total offense, 280 through the air. I think he's going to have around 40. But the reason I think his passing yardage is so high is I think that Johnny, by him being able to roll out and create time for the receivers just to break free, kind of in a scramble rule, is going to be able to hit a few big plays down the field that I think we haven't seen. So I would say that his passing yardage is going to be pretty high. And I actually, because I want the flair, I want the dramatic to come here, I think the Browns put 31 points on the board. And I think they beat the Bengals 31-20. And it goes back to, I remember we lost our opening game in 2007. And then we played the Bengals, and we put a can of whoop rear end on them. So I think this could be the same kind of deal here, even though we're later in the season. I could see Johnny Manziel just opening up a can of worms on the Bengals for fun.
Just doing it, getting it done. All right, I'm going to go a little bit lower, and I don't want people to think that I'm getting, you know, I'm not excited, but I am. I'm going to go 233 total yards. I think he's going to throw for about $175. I think he's going to run for 58. And I think
one better than my 57.
The reason for this is because I think that he's going to have a strong ground game around him. I think he's going to open things up for Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West. The Browns will be able to run the football very effectively in this game, limiting his passing yards. I think the Browns run for $150 at least. And if they do that, counting his 58, they're going to win this football game, and they're going to win the game by the final score of 24-20. And I believe that will be the final there. I think the Bengals will get some points on the board. Maybe one Johnny turnover helps them do it. But I think ultimately he's going to be in command. He's going to make plays. He's going to open things up for the ground game. 233 total, but they're going to be a very effective 233 total because he's going to help the Browns control the clock. Get out of the pocket on a 3rd and 6 where there's nobody to throw to. He's going to run for a first down here or there, extend drives, extend possessions, keep the Bengals off the field. And I think it's going to be a win. I mean, when I close my eyes, and I see this Sunday, I do see a win. I see the dog pound going crazy. I see Johnny Manziel being carried off on the shoulders of his teammates, waving to the crowd as roses fall from the sky, and it's going to be a great moment. Are you not entertained?
The one, again, I'm not quite at that level, but the great thing about this is we are the bottom dweller of our very highly competitive division.
We're 7-6. And let's talk nicer about us.
What? Well, okay, I said a very highly competitive division. And again, we are playing the best team in our division. And this is coming off of a wallop of them in their own place. And I think for us to all, and the consensus be by the Browns Nation and the Dog Pound, to pick us to win this football game and to have Johnny be successful is something we have to look forward to, and which is why, in my eyes, Sunday will be a great day.
It's going to be fun. There's no doubt about it. Get out there early. Get partying. Get loud. First Energy Stadium, 1 p.m. The Battle of Ohio, the Browns and the Bengals. The debut of Johnny Manziel as the starting quarterback. It is going to be wild. Thanks to Jeff Hobson for joining us. Thanks to all of you for calling up and calling your shots. Thanks to Matt Wilhelm.
Yeah.
For Joe Juravicious.
Yeah.
For the kid.
Yeah.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Who?
This has been Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go, Browns!
It's Johnny time.